and welcome to the Matt Brady Show. I'm your host, Matt Brady, talking some NFL, college football, NBA, you name it. But man, I've got to say, I think it's time we need to talk seriously about the Chicago Bears and where this franchise should go from here, because it's not just another terrible loss to the Seattle Seahawks, losing 6-3 with one of the worst football games I've ever seen in my entire life. And if you don't believe me, just go look at some of the comments on YouTube of the highlights video. First half, only 9 points. Can't get any worse than this. Second half, nobody scores. Out of all the games in NFL history, this was definitely one of them. The only Christmas miracle here is that the game ended, and the one I found to be the best, the real MVP, is the editor finding highlights in this game. I mean, look, if you're a Bears fan today, if you've been through this before, but honestly, I mean, the real question should be, where does this franchise go from here? The same question we thought we were asking last year as they were heading into the draft with that number one pick, saying, hey, is it time to get rid of Justin Fields? Is it time to move on? We can go get Caleb Williams, and look where you're at. You've got a team that has 4 wins, and you're kind of in the exact same spot you were a year ago, except now you need a new head coach. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit as well. There's some rumors that Pete Carroll might be interested in the Bears job. Look at some of these stats here. Since 2006, the last time the Bears were in the Super Bowl, they've had 21 different starting quarterbacks, 6 different head coaches, 3 different general managers, and 0 Super Bowl appearances. So they've tried everything. If you're a Bears fan, you've tried changing quarterbacks, you've tried changing coaches, you've tried changing general managers. The only thing you haven't tried is changing owners. So if you're a Bears fan, I know you guys love your tradition. I mean, heck, you have an owner who's literally 100 years old. But if you want to win, I think most Bears fans are probably in this position. It's time to change ownership. Unfortunately, changing owners in the NFL isn't a really easy thing to do, as we saw with Washington. Took them a long time to get Dan Snyder out of there. But if you're the Bears, I think the best thing to do is to just boycott your team. That's about the only way you can get an owner to change in the NFL. Hashtag boycott the Bears. If the owners start losing money, because remember, the NFL, it's a collaboration, it's shared revenue. If the Bears start losing money, then at that point, you start seeing empty stadiums, kind of like we saw with the Panthers. You remember last year, they quite literally had dozens of fans in the stadium. Not hundreds, not thousands, dozens of fans in the stadium. So that's what you need to do. If you're a Chicago Bears fan, you need to try and dump this owner, because you've tried everything and all it's gotten you is about one good team a decade. The biggest difference between the Chicago Bears and the Cleveland Browns is that 2006 and 1985 are a lot closer than the 1950s, because that's about the same predicament you're in. You've had just as many coaches, just as many quarterbacks as the Cleveland Browns, but you might even argue you're in a worse position right now than the Browns are. I mean, yeah, the Browns are stuck with Deshaun Watson, who we're seeing insider reports today. Ian Rappaport just said Browns and Deshaun Watson have agreed to terms on a contract restructure, easing the salary cap burden for years to come. The rework deal also signals that Watson is expected to be on the Browns next season. This is about the cap after his deal is up. The Browns have Deshaun Watson and the Bears have Caleb Williams, who I will say has had some moments here and there. He's had some very exceptional play, and you brought in some talent around him, but you need something structurally from the top to change, or this organization is going to be in the exact same boat it's been in since about 2006, which is just constant turnover and constant turmoil. And the biggest problem for the Bears is you look at the predicament they're in their division. I mean, it's one thing to be in a bad division, right? Like, let's look at the Colts and the Bears. The Colts need a new quarterback. Anthony Richardson, he gets injured. He's clearly not it. But you're in a division with the Jags and the Titans. And yeah, the Texans are at the top with CJ Stroud, but it's a lot easier to try and overcome that division than it is a division like the NFC North, where you've got Jared Goff, MVP contender. Sam Darnold has been in the MVP conversation this season. Then you've got Jordan Love. And the question about him is he going to be a great quarterback or just a good quarterback? Not is he a bad quarterback or is he the future? He's definitely the guy in Green Bay for the next couple of years. So you don't just have a hill to climb or a mountain to climb. You've got Everest to climb to try and make it up in that division. I mean, if you look at the AFC, over the past 20 years, there's only been about five or six guys who've went to the Super Bowl. Manning, Roethlisberger, Brady, Mahomes. I mean, if you go back to 2001, the AFC has been represented by about six different guys in the Super Bowl, whereas the NFC, you know, there's been quite a few. I mean, there's only even been, I think, what, two quarterbacks who have gone to multiple Super Bowls in the NFC in the past since 2001. You have Eli, Kurt Warner, and Russell Wilson. And that's it. Those are the only people who've gone to multiple Super Bowls in the NFC side. So it's a constant change every year. Being stuck in a division with another good quarterback, with at least one other good quarterback, is enough to derail you from winning your division. You might find yourself always in the wild card. That might be Justin Herbert's scenario for the rest of his career. As long as he's in the same division as Patrick Mahomes, Herbert may have a very difficult time climbing out and winning that division and being the quarterback we think he's all capable of being, simply because he's stuck in the same division as Patrick Mahomes. Caleb Williams is in the division with what looks like three great quarterbacks. I mean, Goff is right there in MVP conversation with Allen and Lamar Jackson. And Sam Darnold certainly has had games where he's had five touchdowns. And hey, maybe it looks like, you know, the Jets and the Panthers were all flukes. And now he might be a guy who might be the guy and might kick J.J. McCarthy out. They may have to look at getting rid of him, or they have a serious question to face at the end of this season. They'll probably franchise tag Sam Darnold, if I had to take a guess, which I think is the route I would go, because then you can at least see one more year. Is he the guy? Was this a one season wonder? But if you're the Bears, I don't really know where you go from here, because you're in a division where you may be looking at winning one to two division games a year.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here, and that's enough to just derail any playoff hopes you have. I mean, there's one play in this game I want to point to, and it's not necessarily a highlight, but I think it speaks volumes to about the Bears' entire season. Heck, maybe not just this year, but over the past couple of years. First quarter, 3rd and 10, 56 seconds left in the quarter. Caleb Williams, great pocket. He has zero pressure. He throws way over the head of Odunze. He is just completely wide open, just missed opportunities. And that is kind of not just the Bears for this season, but maybe even like the last 15 years. If I had to pick one play that sort of embodies the Bears organization, I think you could pick that. When everything's good until it's not, is sort of the way the Bears organization has been going for the last 15 years. Now, okay, let's talk a little bit about Pete Carroll wanting to join the Bears, because this is sort of the silver lining for this organization right now. Your season's over. You're already looking ahead to next year. They do have quite a bit of draft picks going into next year, so maybe it's something they could use to kind of turn it around. They need serious offensive line help. I think their defense is not as bad as it would appear. It's really hard when your offense is constantly turning the ball over or is constantly giving you three and outs and they're on the field. So I think the Bears might be in a position where really fixing the offensive line will fix a lot of problems. We know they have skill guys. Caleb Williams has had very good plays from time to time. He's still a rookie. He's still got time to grow. And I'll tell you, as an Ohio State fan and a Steelers fan, I do believe they made the right decision in moving on from Justin Fields. He makes big plays and he certainly has big games from time to time, but I just don't believe that Justin Fields from start to finish is going to be better than Caleb Williams. And I am not a Caleb Williams fan at all. So take that for whatever you will, but that's sort of where I'm at on him. Now, I do think going in and getting Pete Carroll would be the best fit, and I would pay him whatever he wanted. Probably the best option you could get as a coach right now. He's expressed interest, so you at least have that going on. And if you look at Pete Carroll's career, 170 wins, 120 losses, that's not terrible. That's actually really good. You know, it's about 58%, but in the NFL, 58% is excellent. He's 11-11 in the playoffs. And he went to back-to-back Super Bowls when he had the Legion of Boom. Then you go look at his college career, too. I mean, his college career, he was 97-19. He won like six straight bowl games, went to two national championships. That's something else that he's got that he could really connect with Caleb Williams, is that they're both USC guys. They all immediately have a connection together. And Pete Carroll, I think, is somebody who's really good at sort of maximizing the most out of the quarterback that he has. And he'll also come in and I think immediately improve your defense. If I'm the Chicago Bears, I'm going after Pete Carroll, not only because he's the best option, but he might be the only option. And the fact that he's saying, hey, I'm willing to join you, I don't even know that I'd conduct other interviews, you know, except for the fact that you have to. I mean, I don't think you're going to find a better coach. I wouldn't go to college. I wouldn't try and go get some offensive coordinator who might be the next guru. I would go get a proven track record coach in Pete Carroll. Let him bring in coordinators. Pete Carroll is also an older guy. He may only want to be there for a couple of years, and then he might be able to groom that offensive coordinator, that defensive coordinator that could be there. I don't know that you're going to go find some big OC or some college head coach like even a Lincoln Riley, who's kind of proven maybe he's not as good as we thought he's been. He's really not been able to turn USC into the powerhouse we thought he'd be able to. I think he's not just the best option. I think Pete Carroll's the only option. But to sum this up into the whole big argument I'm trying to make with today's episode is it all comes down to the ownership. As long as you're going to continue to have a revolving door of offensive and defensive coordinators, head coaches, and quarterbacks, you're just always going to be in a situation where you get no traction and you get no time for any of these guys to develop. It's hard to develop a system when the system is constantly changing, right? I mean, you even go back and look at Trubisky. I mean, Trubisky made the Pro Bowl, you know, I mean, as an alternate or, you know, whatever. But I mean, he had some big games from time to time. Same with Justin Fields. He had some big games, but it's like you get in through one season and now you got to switch head coaches. So now you're switching all of that stuff they learned and they don't get a time to fit into that system. You're bringing in all these different weapons. So it's just always like a mismatch, you know, patch job, just like slapping tape up on something to try and fix all the leaks instead of just building from the ground a structural organization that you can look to and say, hey, we're going to try this. We're going to try this for 2 to 3 years. If it doesn't work, then blow the whole thing up. Not try and just fix parts here and there and tighten screws and hope that that's going to be the thing. You've got to give these players some time to develop to see if it's the player that's the issue, the coach that's the issue, or the coordinators, the general manager. But with the Bears, it seems like they're just in this rotation of, well, we've had this guy for a couple of years, let's get rid of him. We've had this guy for a couple of years. And so you never get to actually see what's the actual problem with the ship. The only constant you can look at with the Bears and say, you know, we've tried these different coaches, we've tried these different quarterbacks, we've tried these coordinators, general managers, is the ownership. And until the Bears can, you never want to say you hope anyone dies. I mean, you are dealing with a 101-year-old woman. So you never know what's going to happen, you know, in the next couple of years. But until there's a ownership change in Chicago, this is probably what you're looking at. So Bears fans have been there before. They will continue to be there until something structurally changes. So hats off to Bears fans. The way you guys continue to support that team. Oof, I know I couldn't do it. So, hey, that's it for us today. If you like the show, be sure to hit that like button, hit the subscribe button for more content, or give us a review on iTunes. If you want an opinion of your own, share it on the show. Leave us a comment or send us an email at themattbradyshow@gmail.com, and we'll see you next time.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.